From WNYC New York Public Radio, I'm Leonard Lopate. This is just one segment of the Leonard Lopate Show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
4 years ago this coming Monday, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Susan Laurie Parks began writing a play a day for 1 year. Now those plays, all 365 of them, are being produced by 600 theater companies across America. It's being called the largest theater collaboration in U.S. history. Ms. Parks' other plays include Top Dog, Underdog, In the Blood, and The Death of the Last Black Man in the Whole Entire World. 365 days, 365 plays opens today in New York at the Public Theater and over the next few days in over a dozen other locations across the country. I'm very pleased it has brought Susan Laurie Parks back to my show today. Hi.
Thank you. It's so great to see you again, Leonard.
Thank you. I was reluctant to give a specific number for the places it's being performed and saying exactly when and where because it's my sense that this is still being determined.
Yeah, we say I say hundreds and hundreds and hundreds now, and there are theaters across the country. We have folks in Canada who are joining in. We have a wonderful actor director, Peter Francis James, who is taking a handful of plays over to Beijing to do in translation with his Beijing University students. So it's. And we have some folks in the UK who are jumping on board. I mean, it's getting big.
And I said it's opening today. It's opening on Monday.
It is opening on a Monday, yes.
And translation doesn't bother you. In fact, you've invited people to do translation.
Yes, I'm an encourager of translation. If we meet a theater who performs primarily in Spanish, we're encouraging them to go ahead and translate, or Tagalog, go ahead and translate.
Even though the words might not be translated well?
Well,
you don't care?
Well, I really am enjoying that people are coming on board and that we are one of the core ethics of the 365 National Festival, which is what we call this event, is that we meet theaters where they are. So, you know, notions of or old school, you know, the old way we would define quality is defined in a new way this time around.
Another insistence is that they be offered free.
Yes. That's, yes. So performances are free or they are pay what you can / pass the hat kind of thing, yeah.
And I understand they're paying, what, $1 a play?
They're paying $1 a day. It's even better because some days I wrote more than one play. So their theaters are only required to pay me $1 a day. So from any one theater, so each theater involved does 7 plays, a week's worth of plays. And so that given theater I'm only asking them to give me $7.
So you didn't write one a day, actually. Sometimes you gang them up, and like God, you took a day of rest.
No. I mean,
you wrote a play.
Not to diss God, but no, I didn't take a day of rest. You lose your thing if you take a day of rest. I found that I felt like I was really on this path. And on the days that I wrote more than one, I just wrote another one the next day. Some days, two would come out, and it was kind of fun. Oh, two came out, and then the next day I just write another one. There was an endless supply.
most writers have problems coming up with new ones.
Another one of the core ethics of the writing process that I had to embrace was radical acceptance. You know, radical inclusion. I had to welcome and entertain all my far-out ideas. So all ideas were welcome to the table of playwriting.
You didn't censor yourself. You didn't say, no, this is too stupid.
No. And some are stupid and silly. There's a play called Lickety Split where the man stands on stage and a woman runs on stage. She licks him all over his body and then she runs away.
Do I volunteer for that?
Yes. I think I'm going to be traveling around the country to see that one performed.
And how long do the plays tend to be?
You mean page
that one?
Length?
I imagine is very brief.
No. Yeah. Well, it depends how long the licking. You know, I mean, it could be some long licking. I mean, I don't know. You know, it depends. I'd like, yeah, but you mean number of words? You mean?
Yeah. Do they tend to be?
Some are. They tend to be maybe average, somewhere between, you know, a page to 7 pages. But running time can be anywhere from a quick lickety-split kind of play to a, there's a play on the 29th of March called, I think it's called Something for Mother, which is one of my forever plays. And that play takes forever. So, I mean, it's a beautiful play, and it's a series of gestures, maybe kind of, if you like Pina Bausch, you know, if anyone's a Pina Bausch fan, and it takes forever. It should continue forever. So the running time.
So March 30th may never come. Is there any significance in the fact that you began this project 7 months after winning the Pulitzer for Top Dog Underdog?
I was on a roll.
But I mean, but this is on a roll would suggest, you know, oh, I'm going to write another big play and maybe get even a bigger award this time. But instead, you went in this very different direction.
Yeah.
When you started, did you know that you were going to be doing this for 365 days?
Oh yes, right at the very beginning, I knew it was going to be a year long because I live in Venice, California, and I was dancing around the living room. My husband was sitting on the couch, my husband Paul, and I'm dancing around. I'm going, I'm going to write a play a day for a whole year. I'm talking in this high-pitched voice because I'm so excited. I'm going to write a play a day for a whole year. I'm going to call it 365 days, 365 plays. And my husband, who's a blues musician, wears sunglasses even at night, said to me, he said, baby, that sounds cool. Like that. So all of a sudden I was like, whoa, you really mean that could be cool, you know? And you know, he said, yeah, that sounds cool. And so I started right then, writing the first play, Start Here. I knew it was going to take me a year because that was in the title, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the task at hand.
And you knew that it would be very difficult to put something like this on.
Well, no. Well, two answers to that. One, I wasn't really worrying about putting it on, although I knew each, I was writing 365 plays, so I knew that at some point they were going to be put on, but I also wasn't too worried about how, and actually it's not, you know, there are many ways, it can be done by one theater as a play cycle, you know, it's not difficult, writing it was a joy on most days. Some days it was difficult. Like, the first day was joyous, the second day I panicked, you know, and had to continue on anyway. You know, because when you see the whole year spiraling out in front of you and you go, oh, what have I gotten myself into? A whole day, a play a day, I must be nuts. But in that panic, you just write the next play anyway.
And the first one you mentioned is called Start Here. It has two characters,
yes.
Krishan and Arjuna.
Yes.
How would you describe that one? Because that's going to be performed on Monday.
On Monday.
All over the country and all over the world,
country,
maybe.
And in some places, yeah, outside of the country. Start Here is the first play, and it's Krishna and Arjuna, and it's from, you know, Krishna and Arjuna, the wonderful characters from the Bhagavad Gita. And they are, you know, Arjuna has to begin, you know, and Krishna is encouraging him because Arjuna, oh, you know, he's thinking up excuses, you know, oh, I don't know, I feel a little tired, I'm a little worried, I want to sit down, and Krishna is encouraging him, come on, man, just take one day at a time, you know, one step at a time, let's go. So it's really the play where, you know, we begin. That's what's happening. The beginning is happening.
My guest is Susan Laurie Parks, 365 days, 365 plays. Opens on Monday with two performances at 6:30 and 9 p.m. And there's also a book signing at 7:15 at the Public Theater on Lafayette.
Yes.
But although tickets are free, you must have a reservation at least for this one.
Yes.
And
yes.
You could do that by going to publictheater.org for more information. Yes. So you wrote that play.
Yes.
And then were other plays connected? Are there recurring characters?
There are some recurring characters throughout the year. We call them play chains, if you will. The second play is called Father Comes Home from the Wars, Part 1. And that play chain recurs throughout the year in different father, different home, different war, but over and over and over and over up until Part 11, I believe. There are tribute plays. For example, I'd wake up one day and hear that a wonderfully famous person had died, like Johnny Cash, and so Johnny Cash would get a play. George
Barry
Plimpton.
White.
Barry White has a play.
Gregory
George Plimpton.
Hines.
Gregory Hines.
And Carol Shields, a wonderful
Carol
Canadian
Shields.
Writer.
Yes, yes. That's a play I love quite a bit, the play for Carol Shields. You know, if I'd been writing today, if I'd been doing that process today, I'd write a play, of course, for Ed Bradley, who passed away. So there are several
but
tribute
plays. But
they're
not literal tribute plays.
No,
it's not like you think of Ed Bradley and do a thing.
Yeah, it's not. The person to whom I'm paying tribute doesn't necessarily appear in the play. You know, it's the moment. It's sort of the moment where your heart goes when you hear that wonderful person that you have a lot of regard for has passed. It's a movement of the heart, and I capture it in a scene.
One of your recurring characters in the plays in general is Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
he bob up here as well?
He does. He has a few appearances. Mary Todd also has a few appearances. There's a birthday play for Mr. Lincoln on the 12th of February called The Birth of Abraham Lincoln, where he makes an appearance as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He does pop up two or three times.
Are the themes we've come to associate with you, racism, abortion, poverty, family conflicts, and the like?
Yeah, and some new ones, licking and
well,
loving.
Of course, licking.
I don't know. We did 4 days of table work at the Public Theater. And Bonnie Metzger, my co-producer, directed a wonderful group of actors, including like David Patrick Kelly, Peter Francis James, Essa Paisley Murkison, Joan McIntosh. And at one point, Joan McIntosh said, after reading all 365 plays aloud and helping me table work them, she said, "These plays, the cycle really invites you to immerse yourself in the river of spirit." So to me, that is the through line of these plays, the river of spirit, that what did Jung call it? That communal, I don't know what the Jungian term for it was, but that shared unconscious thing that courses through the lives of everything in the universe. And she really felt that the play cycle invites an immersion into that river. So that's the main theme, if you will.
Did you have a specific work schedule? Always right in the morning?
Morning, yeah.
Did you ever
much.
Wake up and think, I don't really...
Yes.
Feel like I can do this
yes.
today. Maybe I'll just
yes.
write a couple tomorrow.
Yes. Well, no. I felt like I don't really think I can do this today. Then I'd sit at my desk and I'd say, well, there was one day where I said, well, I guess I'll just have to go through the motions. So I pick up my pen and start and write going through the motions. And then I thought, oh, that could be a play. The motions could be a mountain range. And the play could be about people who are going through the motions as, you know, taking pictures, tourists looking at this beautiful mountain range. And that's what the play became. When we did the table work, David Patrick Kelly, when he read this play, he said, "This is a beautiful play because some days all you have is the commitment to the act."
But
and so it was very
There
nice.
Must have been some days like... The day in March 2003 when the invasion of Iraq began.
Yes.
Or
yes.
September 11th, 2003.
Yeah. Well, the day that when the invasion of Iraq began is a play, I believe, called No War. And you have people protesting. And that's the play of that day. I think the next play of the next day is a similar protest play. No war, no war, no war. There's more of that. A couple of days later, the first day of spring, there's a play called Today is the First Day of Spring, and How Do You Like Your War? And it's people talking about, you know, how do you like the war? September 11th, there's a September 11th play, but there is a, more importantly, a 9/11 play, because I was brought up partly in Germany. I switched the date and the month. So 9/11, in my mind, is the 9th,
yeah.
The 9th of November. So on the 9th of November, 3 days before, or 2 days before the cycle ends, I have the 9/11 play, which is called 9/11. And then we only have like three more plays and then we're done with the cycle. Yeah.
There's a big article in today's New York Times which goes into how the whole thing came
yeah.
to be produced.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have time to go into that. But I did want to point out that the plays are also being published.
Yes. Yes. Three cheers for Theater Communications Group. They are a blessed group of people. They are publishing the plays, and the book comes out on Monday. They also have the play of the day. If you don't want to buy the book, you can look on the TCG website, tcg.org, and see for free the play of the day every day, which is a wonderful service.
And this is important to you to make this available to everyone? You've made it available not only to professional acting groups, but to amateurs.
Yes.
You've made it free.
Yes, yes. Oh, but it's wonderful. There is a lot of beautiful things can happen when you invite everyone to the table. It's kind of like democracy, you know? One person, one vote. It's a beautiful thing that can happen when you practice that in your art.
Of course, it's hard to pay the rent when you do that too.
I write movies, you know. I have this side job.
Uh-huh. So you're paying penance for that. I got it.
Well, come on. Hollywood's fun. Movie people are all right.
Susan Laurie Parks, 365 days, 365 plays being performed all over the world, but more important, at least for this audience, right here in New York in a number of venues, mm-hmm. the first one being the Public Theater, but there are other places
yes,
as well.
Yes, and I just want to add two things. There are two websites I just want to direct people to. If they're curious about what's going on in New York specifically, please visit the Public Theater website. And if they want to know, get the feeling of the National Festival, they'll see New York and everyone across the country, they should visit the national website, which is 365days365plays.com.
Now, we have linked the Public Theater website to our own on our website. So if you go to WNYC...
Yes, say it.
Go to WNYC.org, you'll find that link. Remember that the tickets are free, but you must have a reservation. So you should go to publictheater.org and check that out. And performances will be at 6:30 and 9 p.m. on Monday on the first productions of the cycle.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for being with us
again. It's so great to visit with you again, Lynn. This is so much fun.
Thanks for listening to The Leonard Lopate Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.